This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Debbie Phillips, who is with us to talk about the Magic After School program. Welcome, Debbie. Please tell us about Magic After School program and where do you get funding for your program?
Well, thank you, Steve, for having me today. And first of all, let me just say that Magic After School stands for Making Academic Gains in Children. And that's the name that we've given our after-school program, which is currently funded through a grant from the Department of Public Instruction, the 21st Century Community Learning Center. It's a four-year grant, and we are going into our third year currently.
How many students are participating in the program?
Well, we have two sites. We have the Burnsville Elementary site, and we have about 50 students at Burnsville Elementary. And then we also have the East Yancey Middle School site, which we have the potential for about 30 students there.
Is the Magic After School program just another school class?
No, it is not just three more hours of school every day. We do meet Monday through Thursday, and we give our students a healthy snack after school. They get a chance to do their homework. They get help with that homework. They get tutoring help. But then we also get them engaged in hands-on activities, and we do field trips. And, the curriculum follows the North Carolina Standard Course of Study, so they're learning, but they're having fun doing it.
Debbie, you have some statistics that are startling about how the 3 hours after school dismisses affects children.
Yes, we have a lot of self-supervised students going home after school, and I've said before that sometimes the best we can hope for is that they lay on the couch and watch TV. And, of course, we don't want them to do that, but there are so many more things that they could be getting into. There's juvenile crime. The teen pregnancy rate is higher during those 3 to 6 p.m. hours. We also are trying to decrease the dropout rate. Only 63% of our students passed their EOG test last year in North Carolina, and we lost almost 24,000 9th through 12th graders in North Carolina last year when they dropped out of school. So we're trying to affect that as well.
You do have some startling numbers there. Let's talk about funding again. Tell us about your grant and how the community can help.
Well, it is a grant, but it is structured so that we can sustain ourselves after that fourth year. So going into the third year, we will have a decrease in our budget, and then in the fourth year, we will have another decrease, and then we have no more funding from that grant. Now, we are planning to go after funding anywhere we can with other grants if necessary, but we want some community involvement and community support because it should be a community program. These are our community students, and we want to give these students a chance to make good, involved community leaders at some point, rather than, students who drop out of school and then at some point have to be taken care of by the system. We want to turn it around so that they are plugged in, have a place to connect with, continue on, get a degree in high school and then maybe on into college or whatever they plan to do, but just become productive members of the community. So if the community can get behind this and help us out with our funding in any way, every little bit helps.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Debbie. And a phone number if somebody wants to get in contact with you?
That's 284-5077. And you can be a partner with us in many, many ways, monetarily or in-kind services. We are willing to take volunteers and et cetera.
Gotcha. Debbie's also available to speak on behalf of the Magic After School program at your next meeting or club gathering. Again, the number to contact Debbie is 284-5077. Our guest on today's Close-Up program, Debbie Phillips, with the Magic, that's Making Academic Gains in Children, After School program. We thank you.
Thank you.
For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.